What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Alrighty, we are back. And folks, we're going to take a little look. Remember, we've told you all along. And sometimes I'm amazed at people when they see things like what's happening with our border, and they just don't get the reason that they're not doing anything, that Biden's not doing anything. He's not on our side. He is not on our side. He's working for the Chinese Communist Party. And folks, there's things happening in this world. You know, we just talked about AI, but perilous times definitely are here. And we're going to hear a little bit about what is taking place. All these people, you know, Wendy, for this Ancestry.com, and, you know, you send in your DNA. And here, what you don't know is what those people are doing to your DNA. They're selling it to the Red Chinese, who are making their formulas where they can attack certain ethnics of people. In other words, they can actually, right now, they have the technology to come up with a virus for an individual person. They can do it for each individual. I mean, it's amazing. So go ahead and take it away.
3 years. A spotlight has been shown on the Chinese Communist Party's bio-warfare program. And regardless of whether the COVID virus itself was a part of that program or not, the fact remains that the Chinese Communist Party has a large-scale and very viable bio-warfare program in place, of which the Wuhan lab was just a small component. And one of the most shocking things that we know they are developing is a biological weapon that can target and attack the DNA strands specific to certain racial groups. Now, obviously, that sounds very conspiratorial and something like out of a science fiction movie. But what's truly shocking about it is the fact that it's true. The Chinese Communist Party is indeed developing weapons that target specific race and ethnicity markers, which might, all of a sudden, make it a bit more clear as to why the Chinese Communist Party has been able to stitch together the largest collection of American DNA profiles in the world, even larger than what the U.S. government has been able to collect. They've done this, by the way, not only through good old-fashioned hacking, but also through more, you can say, traditional channels, such as purchasing the data from DNA sequencing companies. But sometimes, they don't even have to purchase the data. As an example of what I mean by that, this right here is BGI, one of the largest manufacturers of prenatal tests around the entire world. And wouldn't you know it, this Chinese company, according to reporting from Reuters, has been sending the genetic data of pregnant women from 52 different countries over to the Chinese military. Now, you might be wondering and asking yourself, what use does the Chinese military have for this type of data? And the answer is, unfortunately, rather simple. And it has to do with a certain concept called precision medicine. Now, the positives of precision medicine are rather obvious. It's sort of in the name. If a doctor has information about a person's genetic makeup, then they can tailor their treatments perfectly to that individual person. As an example of what precision medicine looks like in practice, well, in the year 2004, scientists at the University of Wisconsin, they injected what they called naked DNA directly into the veins of lab rats for easy access to the muscle cells. Here was an excerpt from the research paper from the scientists at the University of Wisconsin. Quote, "In the experiments, the scientists did not use viruses to carry genes inside cells. Instead, they used naked DNA. Naked DNA poses fewer immune issues because, unlike viruses, it does not contain a protein coat, hence the term naked, which means it cannot move freely from cell to cell and integrate into the chromosome. As a result, naked DNA does not cause antibody responses or genetic reactions that can render the procedure harmful. The injections yielded substantial, stable levels of gene activity throughout the leg muscles in healthy animals, with minimal side effects. The lead scientist in that group then noted that, quote, "We detected gene expression in all leg muscle groups, and the DNA stayed in muscle cells indefinitely." Meaning that scientists can take specific genes or specific proteins and then inject them into just the right cells based on that cell's DNA makeup. Now, whatever your thoughts are on gene therapy, at the very least, these Wisconsin-based scientists do appear to be doing this research for benign purposes, to tailor these strands of DNA for specific individuals to treat specific diseases. However, listen to what a colonel within the People's Liberation Army, listen to how he described this exact breakthrough in gene therapy that took place over in the University of Wisconsin. Quote, "University of Wisconsin scientists have made exogenous naked DNA and injected it into veins for easy access into muscle cells for gene therapy. By combining this knowledge and particle gun technology, we could create a microbullet out of a 1 micron tungsten or gold ion on whose surface plasmid DNA or naked DNA could be precipitated and deliver the bullet via a gunpowder explosion, electron transmission, or high-pressured gas to penetrate the body's surface. We could then release DNA molecules to integrate with the host cells through blood circulation and cause disease or injury by controlling genes." That, on the flip side, is rather hostile, and it's also not theoretical. Because for one, as a part of China's 5-year plan regarding precision medicine, they made a specific point to mention that while they will be collecting the world's DNA, no one should be allowed to collect Chinese people's DNA. Here's specifically what they wrote under a subsection called Regulations of the People's Republic of China on the Management of Human Genetic Resources. Quote, "National security focus includes special limitations on foreign access. Foreign organizations, individuals, and their institutions established or actually controlled shall not collect or preserve human genetic resources in China within the territory of our country and may not provide human genetic resources of our country abroad." Meaning that while they collect the world's DNA, no one, no organization is allowed to touch the DNA of Chinese people. Furthermore, the Chinese state has dumped a massive amount of money into these precision medicine programs to the tune of about $9.2 billion. Compare that, by the way, to America's precision medicine initiative, which saw only an initial investment of $215 million, meaning that China has pumped in at least 43 times more money into these programs than the U.S. And that's, by the way, only the money that we know about. And China, it's worth mentioning, is not like a normal country with a clear separation between the private sector, the government, and the military. Instead, the reality is that if it's in China, it belongs, all of it belongs to the Chinese Communist Party. And so, keeping that in mind, let's take another quick look at what that colonel in the People's Liberation Army said about the future of weapons that the Chinese state is currently developing. Quote, "Humaneness in the conduct of war has become the focus of attention recently, and weapons of mass destruction are banned to reduce casualties. The times call for new kinds of weapons, and modern biotechnology can contribute such weapons. In the near future, when military biotechnology is highly developed, modern biotechnology will have a revolutionary influence on the organization of military power with its more direct effects on the main entity of war, human beings. Modern biotechnology offers an enormous potential military advantage." Meaning, in short order, that while we here in the U.S. are busy devoting our national conversations to pronouns and which specific bathroom a person should be using, the Chinese have put together a giant database of American DNA, and they are currently developing bioweapons that are capable of targeting people based on their DNA, such that, theoretically at least, they could take out an entire ethnic group without any damage to the surrounding environment. Now, while I was over in Washington, D.C. just last week, I had the opportunity to sit down and speak about these DNA-based weapons with Mr. Gordon Chang, the author of the seminal book, The Coming Collapse of China. And he described to me how, based on his research, these ethnic-specific pathogens, meaning pathogens that can target specific ethnicities, could essentially leave China as the world's only viable civilization. And so, smash that like button, smash that subscribe button, and take a listen.
With that data, they are developing what they call specific ethnic genetic attacks. This was written in a landmark article in the Chinese National Defense University's publication, The Science of Military Strategy. These are attacks that are going to leave the Chinese immune, but sicken and kill everybody else. And this is, you know, it's striking when you think about it, but Jason Crow, who's a Democratic senator from Colorado, last year at the Aspen Security Forum actually talked about how it is now theoretically possible to develop a pathogen that will kill just one person. So the science is really evolving. And what if you want to find the biggest collection of DNA profiles of Americans, you're not going to find it in America. You're going to find it in China. And that's what they're doing. And also, you know, they have artificial intelligence. The more data you put into an AI system, the better it is. And so they're feeding all of that data into that. But specifically, they are looking at developing pathogens that will be civilization killers.
Now, I wanted to take a quick pause to introduce the sponsor of today's episode, which is an awesome company that
was the only BSL-4 unit. So it was clearly the most important of the labs, but I don't believe it was the only one.
Here is a short addendum to the interview wherein Josh, who is another journalist here at the Epoch Times, was able to ask a few follow-up questions regarding these DNA-based weapons.
In 2017, China's National Defense University, in its authoritative Science of Military Strategy, actually wrote an article about a new type of biological warfare of, quote, specific ethnic genetic attacks. Now, Bill Gertz of the Washington Times actually has reported that American officials believe that the Chinese are actually working on such pathogens. And the Chinese themselves have been very open about it because for at least a half decade, a little bit longer, they've been actually talking about these ethnic-specific pathogens. And that's why I talk about a civilization killer, because this could end up leaving China as the world's only viable civilization, because all non-Chinese would be either sickened or killed by this.
What would the interest of the CCP be in, you know, as you mentioned, using a civilization killer on much of the world if they were to kill all, say, non-Chinese or people of any one specific racial background, because, of course, that's targeting DNA strands or changing viruses to target specific DNA strands. I guess one big question would be, why would they do that? What would the interest be for them?
They would be able to rule the world. We know that the Chinese have imported the notion of comprehensive national power, CNP. And CNP is a Soviet concept that is a collection of metrics to rank countries according to their power, and China wants to be number one. Now, there's two ways to get to be number one. One of them is you can strengthen your own country, and every country should be doing that. And the second is you weaken everybody else. And I think that Xi Jinping, after he saw what the coronavirus did to devastate China, then decided that he was going to weaken everybody else. Because by weakening everybody else, he could actually increase China's CNP ranking. And that is the maliciousness of the Chinese system.
Hmm. Now, with the idea of making bioweapons targeted at specific DNA strands related to racial groups, I know a lot of people might say, oh, that sounds too sci-fi for me. It sounds too far-fetched. How can we prove that that's a viable approach to making biological weapons?
Well, all we have to do, Josh, is just to read what Chinese military researchers say. We don't have to speculate about this. I think that this would be a hard task to do, but we do know that certain racial and ethnic groups are more susceptible or less susceptible to certain pathogens.
How is this possible? I guess, what would you tell people in terms of how is this possible?
Well, it's just possible in that our DNA of humans is alike, but there are differences. And so, for instance, my wife comes from Hong Kong, and she told me, you know, during flu season when she was growing up, Chinese people would get flu, but either they didn't get it or it was very, very mild. But the flu did affect the British and other foreigners in Hong Kong much more severely. And so that is something that is an example of what can happen. And you can weaponize that. So China's working on this and they're devoting money. They're writing about it, speaking about it, which means that we've got to be concerned that they'll eventually find something. Now, as I said, I don't know what the state of their development is, but we do know they're working on it.
Hmm. Now, you mentioned something interesting, which is that you said that China, the Chinese Communist Party, has the largest data bank of American DNA, even larger than what we have in the United States. I mean, how did they get this? How did they collect this?
That's a great question. And they did it a number of ways. So, for instance, they bought the company Complete Genomics, which had a large database of DNA profiles of Americans. Also, There are about 13 or so, or 23 or so, Chinese or Chinese-linked companies that are credited accredited to do DNA profiling and sequencing of Americans. So if you go to an ancestry company, chances are your DNA is being sequenced by a Chinese company. And the third way they do this is they just hack. They just steal. And that's why I think that they were going after, for instance, health insurance companies and others. So there's a number of different ways they can do this. Oh, and one other, and this we really should talk about. We have these technical cooperation agreements between American research institutes and Chinese ones. So, for instance, Johns Hopkins has one. So there they get it above the board. But through many different ways, they're collecting the DNA profiles of Americans.
So you're mentioning private businesses, ancestry companies processing DNA data in China, academic cooperation programs, all these things. How is this allowed to happen? Is it that we don't recognize this as a threat? Is this just seen as academic research or business? How is this being allowed to happen?
That's perplexing to me, but you know, there's this view that that's been prevalent for a long time that we should cooperate with China, and so therefore we did not impose rules against cooperation of this sort. And that means, especially after COVID-19, we should be cutting off all of these linkages. We should be severing them immediately because this is a national security matter. Remember, we've got about 632,000 Americans that have been killed by this disease.
Now, I remember during the Trump administration, there was something really interesting that took place along these lines, which is they made restrictions on U.S. military personnel from using a lot of these ancestry-like programs. And a big question came up, why would they care whether American soldiers or troops try to find out what their racial backgrounds are using these ancestry programs? But a lot of China watchers did point to the fact that the dad was being processed in China as maybe a reason for that. Do you remember that assessment, and do you remember what the reasoning was behind that?
I don't know what the stated reasoning was, but we certainly wouldn't want China to know the DNA profiles of the American military. And it's not just the American military we should be concerned about. We should be concerned about the DNA profile of every American, because China can develop diseases that will hobble our society. It's not just the people in our armed forces that are important. It's every American.
Now, that was not the full interview. If you'd like to watch that interview in its glorious entirety...
All righty, we are back, and so... Well, what do you think about all that, Wendy?
Yeah, I mean, it is plausible. I've been on your show quite a few times and explaining about these serums they call vaccines. And I remember I tell you proteins are switches that can change DNA. They can shut cells on and off, interfere with the way cells communicate. They can disrupt enzymes, which is another major thing. So, I mean, they have gotten very sophisticated with vaccinology. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say the other thing is people need to keep in mind that it's not always a syringe you have to worry about. They can make a lot of this bioweaponry material into very light powders, and they can put it into the atmosphere, the air, and you breathe it in, which is the fastest way to infect somebody is through the pulmonary.
So, yeah, they're doing this. I mean, obviously, if the China is doing this, then, of course, you know, we obviously America is probably, even though Biden is owned by the Chinese, my guess is that with all the mad scientists out there, some are making these up for the Chinese, for the Oriental people, too. And, of course, you've got, the other France, England, Ireland, and these other countries. They're not going to go down by themselves. So I imagine that you've got these mad scientists cooking up these things all over the world. What do you think?
Yeah, we've had a problem for decades, actually. If you remember when cloning and merging human and animal DNA together experiments were, you know, off limits. And a lot of these scientists that wanted to continue their research in those areas, they just got funded for, you know, a research vessel, and they went offshore and did it. So
here, I've got the article. Did you by any chance see any of the hearings this week with that they had with Fauci, when they had the mad scientist Fauci?
No, I heard he was going to be in D.C. being questioned, but no, I haven't seen any of the live feed on that.
Boy, they turned him every which way but loose. I mean, Fauci, you know, the gain of function, and they showed what he did. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she showed what he did when he tortured the puppies. He took those beagle puppies, and they had to cut their vocal cords so they couldn't make noise. And they just tied them down so they couldn't move and let fleas eat them, chew on them. These people are wicked. I mean, you know, Donald Trump is absolutely right when he says these people are wicked. They're evil to the core. They are, okay? And so, Killer Fauci, here's an article out of the Gateway Pundit. On March 16th, 2020, Dr. Fauci received an email cheering hydroxychloroquine treatment of COVID in China. 4 days later, he publicly rebuked President Trump at the White House for suggesting it a valid COVID treatment. And they really exposed what that we've known all along about that, where he was a part of it, involved in that. He financed that whole thing with that Wuhan lab. It says Dr. Fauci and the Uniparty had to derail Trump's monkey wrench, HCQ, the cure, as it rivaled Fauci's pet drug, Remdesivir. I think we thought that how we could remember that name, with Run With Fear, okay? And that they have killed so many people with that Remdesivir at $1,000 per dose, compared to 70 cents per dose for HCQ. So, I mean, this guy needs to be, he is a mass murderer. Fauci is a mass murderer. And all of those that were with him, it goes on to say, this was not the only time Mr. Fauci was sent information toting hydroxychloroquine treating COVID. So he made sure that people could not get that. And those people that could have been cured died. So many of them died because of Mr. Fauci. And this man, he did some very, very evil, evil things. And so here, also, this is a very interesting thing, too. It's been lately there's been a lot of talk about within the Roman Catholic Church. Here you have all of these people. Bill Gates, you got Joe Biden, okay, all of these, Nancy Pelosi, all of these talking about their faith is Catholics. And now Melinda Gates is now the largest Catholic donor to the pro-abortion causes. While Melinda Gates has discussed her Catholic upbringing, she talks about her life as a Catholic. I mean, unbelievable, these people, and yet they're allowed. You see, if you have enough money within the Roman Catholic Church, if you have enough money, you can commit about any crime, and you are not going to be asked to leave the church. You're not going to be thrown out because if you have enough money. That's just the way it is, and that's how the corruption within the Roman Catholic Church today. Unbelievable, but anyhow. While Melinda Gates was discussed her Catholic upbringing, she seems to embrace the same cafeteria Catholic approach used by Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, to justify a mayor of horrid behaviors, including embracing and championing and funding abortion and sodomy and all of these things. On May 28, 2024, she announced plans to give tens and tens of millions globally to support baby killing through the foundation she founded in 2015. Just unbelievable here. And I know that the Catholic Charities, they actually had Planned Predator people who were on the board of Planned Predators on the board of Catholic Charities. It's I mean, it's like there's nothing that they haven't corrupted today, is there?
Sounds like it.
And so, anyhow, here, 34 reasons. I wish I had time for this because this is really good. 34 reasons the Bragg Biden Show trial should have been tossed out, each one alone providing grounds for a mistrial. And here, boy, I mean, it goes through all 34 of them, starting with unconstitutional gag order that prevented President Trump from criticizing the trial, exposing the many conflicts that should have forced the judge to recuse himself, and the railroading of his fundamental due process. That corrupt, that completely and totally corrupt Judge Merchan is trying to keep Donald Trump, even now after the trial is over, a gag order on him. What do you think about that?
Wow.
But that's going to be overturned. I mean, here, I mean, that there was nothing that wasn't corrupted in that. That'll be overturned. And things aren't going too well for him because the federal judge, those that have been going after that Judge Cannon, the chief judge for the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, officially shut down coordinated complaints against Judge Elaine Cannon. She's a Trump appointee, is overseeing the Jack Smith's classified documents case against President Trump. Smith has been, had more cases thrown out of court. He's been overturned so many times. Now, listen, even when you have a bunch of corrupt lawyers, and the corrupt lawyers refer to one of themselves as Dirty Jack, that is really bad. I mean, you really have to be corrupt. And here, he's had so many of his cases thrown out because he's so corrupted. But she, now, this Judge Aileen Cannon is saying, look, wait a minute, because the fact is, you know, he's supposed to be special counsel, right?
I guess, yeah.
Well, who appointed him a special counsel?
Democrats.
Merrick Garland, okay. Under the law, who is supposed to appoint the special counsel?
President?
Congress.
Congress, okay.
Right. So here's a guy that was not appointed by Congress. He is not lawfully. I mean, in other words, you and me, we are just as legitimate as he is. Okay, he was not appointed by Congress. It's total, and they've known this all along. My question is, why have not our Congress defunded the so-called Department of Justice? Why haven't they defunded them? They could do that. The Republicans in the House have the. And there's actually a few, believe it or not, Democrats that that actually see how corrupt it is. So that corruption is even too much for them, even too much for certain Democrats.
So, I had heard that some of the Democrats felt that that whole tactic with suing Trump and taking him to court has backfired, that, you know, his base is stronger, he's got more donations, and so they were calling for the New York governor to pardon him. Is that true?
There's a lot of things happening out there. Right now, this thing, what they're trying to show is say, look, you see, there's equal justice now because Hunter Biden is being tried in the court, and that whole case here, Hunter Biden, that's a Hollywood play, you know. The way they have that thing set up, they're in their own hometown there. And, I mean, the evidence, I mean, Hunter Biden is his own worst where it come to the one who, his own testimony is the worst testimony. This guy actually went out and wrote a book and then made audio tapes of him talking about his drug use, his illegal activities, okay? So, I mean, they've got him, you know, dead to rights. But the idea is this, that they're going to find him guilty. They're going to sentence him. But then his daddy is going to right away. What do you think his daddy's going to do? Pardon him right away.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Okay. And so hang tight, Wendy. We're up against the break. We'll be back right after this. Words. Well, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of words out there today, but there's only one word that'll never pass away, huh?
Right.
All right. Heaven and earth will pass away. And that was young Julie. Well, that those days it was young. Julie D. and old Pastor Ernie himself. All righty. You think we ought to open the phone lines, take a few calls? We're quick. We don't have much time. Phone lines are now open. We have Miss Wendy. She's a really smart woman when it comes to all that natural herb stuff. So 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. If you have a question or comment, we got time for maybe two or three calls. And then here's what I was telling you about, Wendy. Mm-hmm. Chief Judge for the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals officially shot down coordinated complaints against Judge Alien Cannon over the Communist Party. Had over 1,000, they turned in 1,000, over 1,000 phony complaints about this Judge Alien Cannon. And so here, a federal judge derided an apparent effort to get the judge overseen from President Trump's criminal classified documents case removed, arguing the Florida judge appeared to be the victim of an orchestrated Communist Party campaign. Judge Alien Cannon was the target of more than 1,000 complaints in a single week last month, with critics accusing her of intentionally stalling the criminal case against President Trump. until after the election, according to a report from PMS NBC. But 11th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals Judge William Pryor shut down the effort, saying that in a May 22nd order that he had considered and dismissed four of those orchestrated complaints as meritless, related, and based on allegations lacking sufficient evidence to raise. In other words, look, the whole thing, I mean, they're so corrupt. Let me ask you this. Can you think of anything about the Democratic Communist Party today that is not corrupt? Anything? Anything they've done?
No, I mean, you know, wicked people have a different way of thinking. So righteous, you know, healthy-minded people don't think like they do. And it's kind of exhausting, really, just to try to think like they do so you can be a step ahead of them. So it's just a different mindset, and it's hard for a lot of people to even, you know, wrap their brain around it.
It's upside down, inside out, and backwards, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah.
Like I mean, if you're going to be typical liberal to do things the way that they do things, you ought to put your shoes on and your socks over them, because that's the way they do everything, backwards. All right, who do we have? I'm sorry, who do we have there? Mr. Butler? Oh, the Butlers in Massachusetts. You're in the air.
Hi. Hi, Pastor Ernie.
Hi.
I hear you talking to that Miss Wendy. I have quite a few of her products, and she is terrific. She's so knowledgeable, and it takes the time to explain it. So anyway, we're going to match that woman from the South.
Thank you.
So, and we just thank you so much. The information that you all gave tonight, and night after night after night, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We so appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you folks out there listening, and keep us in prayer too, because the opposition does not like what we're doing at all. And you know, for years they've tried so many different ways to get us off the air, to shut us down. And now
well,
they're
I'll
getting
tell you, that Wendy of yours. She challenged one Southern woman with another, even though I'm married to a Northerner.
Okay.
She's going to get away with it.
There you go. So, well, I thank you so much. Anyhow, we're going to, you know, times are getting interesting, folks. We're getting, as we get closer. When all of this is happening, you know, we're looking at November 5th, but there's something that's coming up, and that's called the rapture of the church. That's happening. Every day we're getting closer to the Lord's return, and all of the evidence is all around us. I mean, it's smacking us in the face every day. But right now is the time we place up our crowns in heaven. This is when you run to this battle. This is the time for us to put up our crowns, put up our treasures. You know, Wendy, When you die, when you go to heaven, you go to the Bema Seat judgment, whatever crowns you put up on the earth, that's what you're going to spend eternity with, isn't it?
Yeah. What is that? The Bible says, you know, everything that you did in the body is going to be tried in the fire, and it's either going to be precious stone or wood stay and stubble, I guess.
Yeah, wood stubble and hay, yeah.
Yeah, so I think you said that if you're in the stubble area, you're going to go through me smelling like smoke, I think you said.
Yeah. Well, all your works will be burned up. They won't be worth. They'll be worthless. Mm-hmm. And but those which are gold, silver, and precious stones, in other words, things that cost you, that was a sacrifice, you know, and that's what people need to. You shouldn't be afraid to suffer a little persecution for the Lord's sake. You should consider that an honor to be found worthy to be persecuted for his sake, huh?
Right. I think in the Gospels, you know, the apostles were saying that, you know, in the kingdom of God, all that trouble you went through will hardly be worth a mention.
Absolutely.
So, and, you know, I just think, and it's the book of remembrance you want to be in, isn't it?
Yep. You want your name written in that book of remembrance for sure. And yeah, Malachi.
Is that the book where the Lord says that it'll make up his jewels?
Yeah.
He calls, yeah, okay.
That's Malachi chapter 3:16.
Right.
And so, yeah. Yeah, there's seven books, besides the books of the Bible, the 66 books of the canon, there's seven other books that's mentioned in the Bible. And so, and that is one of them, that Book of Remembrance. And that's what we need to always, to make sure that our name is in that Book of Remembrance.
I know a lot of people stress the Book of Life. And I've heard several different things on that where, you know, you're either in it or you're not in it once you die or something. It's only for the living that are listed in there. So
well, there are two different books, the Lamb's Book of Life and then the Book of the Living. The Book of the Living is what remember King David says, strike me not, take not my name. Once your name is taken out of the Book of the Living, then you're no longer alive. Okay.
Okay.
And then if you're a Christian, if you're saved, your name goes from the Book of the Living to the Book of Life. And so, if you're a Democrat, things don't go so well for you, okay? Right?
Well, I mean, you know, there's a list of who's not going to be in the kingdom. Liars is on the list. You know?
All liars will have their place in Lake of Fire.
Right, yeah.
And we you know, the Bible says to warn the white righteous and the wicked. And that's what we try to do here on the radio program every night. We try to remind them that this is going to happen. See, here's the difference. They hate us. The opposition really does hate us. You wouldn't believe some of the letters I get. I know you've gotten some yourself.
Yeah.
They don't like us. Most, I would probably say 98% of the letters we get are positive, good letters, but boy, we get some that hate us, and they hate us because we're preaching the gospel. They hate God.
Yeah, right, and it's almost like, you know, if you read some of those letters, it's almost like snake venom right on the page, you know, it's really bad.
Yeah, it is, and they hate God, they really hate God out there today, and so, and the Bible says all those that hate God love death, and this is the whole, you know, what have they chosen for their main issue to run on? Child killing right. Innocent babies. This is the main issue that the pro-death, that the Democrats are running on, the issue of being able to kill innocent little children. These are sick people.
You know, in politics, I've never understood why their mascot is a donkey. Why did they choose that?
Because a jackass is stubborn. Stubborn, yeah. And they are.
They chose it, really? I mean, that is such a... not a very, you know, complimentary mascot. I mean, come on.
Well, it's fitting. I think what happened, they probably didn't really understand. Things like this happen that people don't really know. God has them in derision. That is their symbol is a jackass, okay? A jackass is not a real intelligent animal, is it?
No. But you're right, it is stubborn.
Right. And, and elephants are remembered for their memory. They're
right.
That an elephant never forgets, okay?
Right.
But the, you know, our Republican Party has just lost testosterone. It needs some metal. It needs, we have a few. I praise the good Lord for that little handful of congressmen that we have and just even fewer senators, but at least there's some there, okay?
I'm personally real frustrated with the campaigning, always the campaigning and asking for donation stuff. The Republicans do this too, and they'll send you, you know, surveys. You want to know what you think about this, or sign this document to help President Trump. But you can't get anything through unless you send them a donation.
Yeah, I know. It's all fundraising things, and here Trump has made. They just set a record, you know, a record of over $200 million they just raised in a very short period of time out there.
Yeah, so, I think it was from some good-sized business owners, I think, right?
There were some very large donors, but Most of it actually was coming in from, you know, people that were sending $30-$40 in.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, you look, you have, when Trump goes to New Jersey, when he goes to New Jersey, New Jersey is not a red area by any means. It's as blue gets, right? Mm-hmm. And over 100,000 people turn out at a rally. 100,000, okay? When Trump goes to the Bronx, and Ayak and the unclean women, they were just beside themselves because of the amount of people came out. And you see, they look at Biden, they look at Nancy Pelosi, Hillary, these very wicked rich people now, the elite, and they look at Trump as being, even though Trump is a billionaire, he's for the common man. He goes down to bodegas. He goes into the store. He's with the people, and they're more and more. Every day, he's getting more and more of the black and Hispanic population are going over to Trump. They've had it enough. They're tired of being used and abused by the Democratic Communist Party. Right. You know, they're bringing in all of these illegals. You know, they actually wanted to, in New York, the mayor wanted to start having the people take in these illegal aliens into their own homes. And, of course, that governor, you know, 200 people a day are leaving New York City. 200 people a day, and businesses are leaving. Now, business, what they did to Trump, your big business, say, hey, look, they can do that to him. They can do it to us. And that governor is trying to say, no, we're not going to do it to you. We're only doing it to Trump because he's Trump, okay? Mm-hmm. And so their hypocrisy is just turned around on them. And so every day they're becoming farther and farther behind in the polls. How much time do I have over there?
Well, I had heard that the mail-in ballot stuff has already started. Is that true?
Not that I know of. I thought not that I know of. That hasn't. No, I think it starts.
That was a little premature, you know.
I believe the mail-in ballot starts actually in September. I believe most. But that those are another problem. We need to go back to one day, not a month, not a voting month, but voting day, one day. And we need to go in and have IDs. Here in Ohio, you have to have an ID. You have to go in and residence. But in a lot of these states, I mean, with all of these illegals there, you know, they've had places where they've had 900 people have had ballots for one house, one residence, okay?
Wow.
I mean, and isn't it something where in all of these cases, all of these are all Democrats. They're all Democrats, voting for the Democrat. Style, I didn't hear. How much time do I have? Okay. Wendy, we're at that mark where we come to every night at this time. What we're talking about, the most important part of the program. See, one day, like right now in front of me, I probably get, I don't know how many, maybe 100 stories right here, you know, the news stories. But one day, all of this stuff's going to be forgotten. It's all going to be forgotten. And for everybody out there that's alive today, for every single person that's alive, this is a reality. The time will come that the only thing that will matter to them, the only thing, is they're standing with the Lord Jesus. See, because that's the only thing that's going to matter. Nothing else. And they're not going to be able to help their, you know, they might want to help their sons and daughters and make sure that they get saved, this and that, but that won't matter to them because they won't have any time to worry about any of that. The only thing will matter to them, because the time is now, it's upon them, is their personal standing with the Lord. They're either saved or they're lost. There's no in-between, is there?
Right.
And so what happens is that time comes, and when your soul is required of you, and I've actually had people tell me, I had a fellow who was a good friend of mine, and he worked for me. He was an Orthodox Jewish man, quite a scholar where it comes to the Old Testament. But he said that he used to tell me that his mind is not made up on Jesus. You know, he's leaning toward Jesus as the Messiah. But he said at the last minute he would that I'll switch if I find out I'm wrong. So he is assuming and presuming he's going to have a last minute, isn't he? And see, what happens, a lot of people don't know this. You know, again, this very night, by this time tomorrow, millions of people in this world will have run out of tomorrows. They're going to die. There's going to be millions born, but millions are going to die. And out of those millions that are going to die, probably a very small percentage know that they're going to die, huh?
Right, yeah.
And so, I mean, you look at... You know, how many are going to die tonight in Chicago or over the weekend? Are going to get shot? People sitting in their car, not expecting anything, they get a bullet in their head, right?
Right.
That's that. Well, that's
anything can happen. I mean, driving on the road, getting on an airplane, riding on a train. I mean, there's risk to all those things. Even just being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Yeah, so it can happen in a skinny minute. It really can.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we've seen what's happened just recently with all of the tornadoes that all of a sudden appear and boom, you don't know. You know, all of a sudden you're sitting in your home and it's gone, and you're gone with it. So, folks, the Bible makes very, very clear that you should make your salvation sure. And the Lord Jesus, see, you don't have to go to when you die. You don't go out of existence. You just change real estate, folks. People are eternal beings, and you're going to end up spending eternity either in heaven or hell. And that's you know, you can believe whatever you want, but this is the reality, okay? And so here, the Lord Jesus made it very easy. He did for you and me what we could never do for ourselves. He answered the call. He filled the bill. He was the only one that could have done what he did to take our place because he was the only completely sinless individual that ever walked the face of the earth. And so he tells us how we can avoid that burning lake of fire by praying to his Father. He prayed to the Father. You ask for forgiveness of sins. And then you ask the Lord Jesus himself to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. See, Wendy, he says he has to be first before your mother, your father, your brothers, sisters. You have to put him first, don't you?
Yeah, it's not enough to want what Jesus has. You have to want Jesus.
So when he hung upon that cross in our place, he put himself, right? He put us before himself, huh?
He did.
Absolutely. And once you've done that, once you've asked him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, and you've given yourself completely, then you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, and you become an heir of the kingdom, and you're on the road. Mm-hmm. You're on the road to immortality. Immortality. You say, well, immortality? Yeah. And then you're filled with the Holy Spirit, folks. That's the most important thing that you'll ever do. You'll never do anything that means as much or could mean as much. Well, We're down to the last few minutes. I want to thank you for being here. You always do such a good program, Wendy.
Oh, well, thank you. My pleasure. Love being here, too.
And so we get to the 30-second mark. We're getting down to that 30-second mark. And when we get here every night, we say, I want to thank you all for being here. And then we say, good night. And then we say, God bless for
God
all
bless.
Of you. And then, are you ready for the big
yep.
close? Okay. Then we say, always,
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 always.
Always. Ready?
Keep.
Then you keep fighting the fight.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.